As a Christian, do you find yourself sometimes frustrated, disturbed, irritated, troubled? The question is, which way are we bending? Are we bending towards God's will or our will? A lot of times we find ourselves frustrated because we're not willing to subject to Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we are so glad to have you join us today on Truth in Fact, and we are dealing with Psalm 1. I want to look at verse 2 today. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Yesterday, we looked at the word delight. Kind of carries the idea of to bend. So the question is, which way are we bending? Which direction are we leaning towards? Are we bending towards the world? Are we bending towards flesh? Are we bending towards sin? Or are we bending towards God? I like that. I pray that we as the body of Christ, we as a child of God, would bend towards God and His Word. Another definition of the word delight kind of carries the idea of dainty, delicate, pliable, or happy about. You know, in Isaiah 58, verse 14, it says, "Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high heels of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father." Notice it says, "Then you shall delight." Well, the question is, when? Well, the answer is then. In other words, when you do His thing and not your thing. When you bend towards His will, His ways, and not your ways. When you honor His day and speak His words and not yours. Then you will delight yourself in the Lord. Praise God. If the church wants to see revival, if the church wants to see the power of God, if it wants to experience the glory of His presence, if it wants to see souls saved, then it must be bent towards His will. In other words, we don't do our will and then ask God to bless it, because it doesn't work that way. The reason the church is in the sad shape she's in today is because we've been bending toward our way too long. It's time, my friend, to bend His way. That's the only way that it will work. We must preach it His way, teach it His way, amen? And then there will be great results when we bend towards God. Number one, I know that He'll cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth. Secondly, He will feed us with the heritage of Jacob. That's what it says in Isaiah 58. My friend, that's a great thing. You see, the phrase riding upon means or gives the idea of to conquer, to experience victory. It means freedom because of victory. You see, the high places were places where they at one time worshiped false gods. They would set up idols on these high places and they would worship, and kings were chastised in times past because they did not break down all the high places. And so today we might say that they refused to deal with false doctrine or false worship. They refused to deal with it. They didn't want to offend anybody. They didn't want to lose any people. Money was good. The tithe was good. So let's not rock the boat, right? Well, a lot of people think that way. So instead of dealing with the real issues, instead of dealing with false idols and worship, they just ignored it. They knew it was wrong, but they ignored it, my friend. And it's no different today. And I believe that we are suffering from a failure to break down the high places, and our generation is suffering because of it. We're confused when it comes to worship. Many have succumbed to the idea that worship brings revival. Some think that if one sings a song seven times, the Spirit moves. No, my friend, we don't sing the song seven times to get the Spirit moved, but we might sing it seven times if the Spirit of God is moving, and there's a big difference in that. You see, I believe that many times we're doing things our way rather than God's way. We're leaning toward ourselves rather than towards God and His law and His word, and therefore we're suffering because of it. My friend, I believe God more than anything wants us to start bending towards Him and His will.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.